Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland. I am a pastor, and this is my program. Welcome. Welcome all of you in Northern California listening on KDIA, and those listening in Southern California on KCAA Radio. You're in for a special treat. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Let's get started. People come to my blogs from all over the world. 40,000 people have come to my relationships blog. And do you know what they come about? They come about mostly women, but men too. They come about my wife and I argue all the time. My husband and I argue all the time. We're growing apart. We have nothing in common. My husband and I have nothing in common. So here's a typical type of letter I would get from someone. Dear Pastor Roland, we've been married for several years, and my husband and I have nothing in common. We have a couple of kids. Should we stay together for the sake of the kids, or should we split up? We're arguing all the time. That's the kind of question I get. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're very lucky to have someone like me, because I have a lot of understanding in the area. A lot of understanding. And here's what I have to say. Men and women, it goes back to the Garden of Eden, are drawn together mysteriously in two ways. One way in which we're drawn together is the natural way to raise a family and have children. But there's another way that men and women are drawn together, or two ways, two other ways. The other way is that men and women are drawn together because a woman is a good helpmate for a man, and a man is a good mate for a lady. The two of them together is very beautiful. It can be a very beautiful thing, but it usually isn't. And the third way that people are drawn together is a mysterious, unfinished business involved that involves the whole human race. You see, in the Garden of Eden, the serpent approached Adam through Eve. If the serpent had gone directly to Adam and said, "Hey, Adam, why don't you have some of this forbidden fruit here?" And Adam would have said, "No, wait a minute, Father said we're not to have some." But instead, he approached through Eve. And Adam was seduced, if you will, seduced by Eve. He went for the forbidden fruit, and you know the rest of the story. He was ambitious, he fell, he got kicked out of the garden, and ever since then, there's been nothing but a world full of suffering. And it all hinges on the man-woman relationship. So, when I see, for example, you hear about the fiscal cliff coming up, and so everybody's talking about the fiscal cliff, or everybody's talking about the 49ers, and they're going to play such and such a team, or everybody's talking about the end of the world and the Mayan thing, and will there be the end of the world and all this stuff. You know, these are all distractions. These are all distractions from your own personal life. So never mind the end of the world, never mind the football for the time being, never mind the fiscal cliff. I know it's a topic that needs to be dealt with, but that's what we have Congress for. We have a Senate, we have Congress to deal with the fiscal cliff. But how about the relationship cliff, the divorce cliff, the depression cliff, the anxiety cliff, the hurt feelings cliff, the resentment cliff? What about all those cliffs that are in people's lives? That's what we need to deal with first. So what I want to do is tell you about my book, and then we'll talk about the question, should a husband and wife be together for the sake of the kids? I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Welcome all of you on KDIA in San Francisco. I'm going to be here every Saturday evening from 7 to 7:30. This program is jam-packed full of information. Look, if you have some kind of relationship issues right now, and you were to get my book, over 350 pages of tremendous insights, it'd be just a great book for you to get. Now let's talk about the question about men and women coming together. Do you see how women are required to play the role of temptation? Men want women to be their source of temptation. Women excite men, and then when the man goes for the woman, when she does manage to get him and seduce him, if you will, then what happens? Eventually she becomes his boss. Have you ever noticed that? Have you noticed how as the years go by, before long she's in charge, he becomes nothing, she becomes everything, and so she's in charge, or she lets him be in charge, which is the same as being in charge, but is she happy with the arrangement? No, she's not happy, because she wants something from him. Now, what is it that she wants from him? What is it that the woman wants from him? Not flowers, not more sex. She wants him to be a man. But what is a man? She needs someone who will be more folly, someone who will not go for the temptation, who will say, Eve, put the apple down. And when she's naughty or bossy, he corrects that naughtiness and bossiness with patience, not with anger, not with meanness, but with patience, with forbearance. She needs him to be more fatherly. Undoubtedly, her father wasn't there for her when she was a young lady. Most fathers are, well, a lot of fathers are not so good. Some of them are not even there. They're gone. And the ones that are there are halfway decent, but they're kind of weak. You know the story. That's why a lot of young ladies feel empty and feel unloved. In fact, that even is a big factor, maybe the main factor, in the food problem that a lot of ladies especially have. They're looking for love. Food becomes their substitute for love. But if she had a good father, if she had a father who was there for her, and if she had a father who had that unmistakable spark, who had a relationship, a deep relationship with his Creator, then she would see that goodness shining through him. And respecting that goodness and loving that goodness, she would feel safe and secure. See? Then she could go out, then the young lady would go out in the world looking for a man like her father. And she would find such a man, see, get married, and it could all have a happy ending. But instead, her father's not there for her. She goes out in the world looking for love in all the wrong places, and she gets men who are what? Like her father. So what does she end up? She ends up getting used. At best, she's used as a source of temptation. First, the man uses her for excitement, and then he uses her through resenting her. See how that works? So now do you see why your parents, see, fought or were unhappy? See, fighting's not so bad. It's not so bad to fight if it's a good fight. If right wins, if what is right wins, if truth prevails, if it's a question not who is right, but what is right, see? Well, then it's all right. But most of the time, what is a fight? It's between two egos, two resentful egos. So that's what you saw when you were a kid. You saw your parents fighting resentfully or climbing up and saying nothing. See? One extreme or the other. Anger, violence, hurt feelings, crying, slamming of doors, blah, blah, blah. Or silence, nothing being said, hurt feelings, undercurrents of resentment. See how that works? All right, so why is that? Well, first of all, it's because the roles are reversed. See, she's in charge, and he becomes a wimp. He becomes nothing. There's something wrong with that. See, unless he's a violent brute. See, but that's no good. So there has to be a way that he's in charge, but it's the good in him, the principle in him, the honor in him, the patience in him, the forbearance in him, the justice in him, you see? In other words, God, through him, is Lord of the family. See how that works? And she, loving that and respecting that, see, willingly cooperates with him, not because she has to, not because she's afraid of him, not because she lets him be in charge, but because she respects and loves what she sees in him. See how beautiful that is? All right. So, now you see why people come together. They come together to raise a family. That's very that's the purpose of marriage. First purpose of marriage is to raise a family. The second purpose is it's like a school where we can learn to be unselfish. See, we're all selfish when we get married. See, before we get married, you could be selfish and it doesn't really show. But once you get married, once you're within the confines of a marriage, and then when kids come along, then you discover your selfishness. Okay, well, then you can learn to be unselfish. See, he's selfish in his way, and she's selfish in her way. Okay? And he learns to be a man, stand up and be a man, and stand up for principle, stand up for what's right, with patience and forbearance and long-suffering, not with anger. See, and she learns to be less willful, less bossy. See? And together, they can work it out. It can all get worked out. See, it won't be a picnic. But now you see, that's what we inherit. We inherit the legacy of Adam and Eve. And who's in, look, when the roles are reversed, see, then who is in charge of this thing? Who is in charge of the wimpy man? See, the weak man, the beast man? See, well, she is. See, the boss woman, the boss wife, the angry, fierce wife, see? But who's behind her? Who rules her through her subconscious? Well, it's the serpent of old. So now do you see why so many marriages are hell on earth? It's because it's hell that's in charge. No wonder the kids suffer. So a lot of kids say, I'm not going to get married. I don't want to be like my parents. So instead they live together. But living together is even worse. You still have the legacy of Adam and Eve. You still have all of that, but it can't be worked out because it's not within the proper framework ordained by God, and because there's more selfishness. Living together is a more brittle relationship. It doesn't work. I shall be right back after this announcement. Ho, ho, ho! No, this is not Santa, this is Roland. But I'm here because Santa wants me to tell you about an exciting new book for parents called Santa's Take on Parenting. Santa knows that parents are looking for new positive parenting tips to help them with their kids. You know, discipline, foot dragging, whining, not wanting to go to bed, and other typical kids' issues. Well, Santa's Take on Parenting contains over 24 Santa-approved parenting strategies you'll want to try. So, do yourself or someone else a big favor and get Santa's Take on Parenting. It's a fun read, and it leaves you with the warm and fuzzies. Go to talktoapastor.org and look for the picture of Santa and Mrs. Claus. This commercial was approved by Santa Claus. Thank you. This is Pastor Roland. Did you enjoy that commercial? I sure did. Yes, 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 yes. Santa's Take on Parenting. It's such a wonderful book. I can't tell you how wonderful. So today I've already talked about two of my really nice books. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You need to get that one. Learn all about Adam and Eve and about your parents and about your relationship and about yourself. And Santa's Take on Parenting. All you need to do is go to my blog or my website, which is www.talktoapastor.org. Remember, it's an O-R-G, talktoapastor.org. And you can find links to the books. You can preview them for free at Amazon, for example. They're available in paperback or in Kindle. Santa's Take on Parenting is actually a Santa story for adults. Imagine that you get to follow Santa and Mrs. Claus around for a couple of weeks, and there's a couple of kids there, and Santa and Mrs. Claus deal with these kids in a very, very patient and loving and gracious but effective manner. Discipline, homework, chores. Find out how Santa and Mrs. Claus handle these situations. You'll be surprised, amazed, delighted. It's a page turner. You can sit down and read it at one sitting. That's how good it is. Over 24 tips on parenting. Santa's Take on Parenting. Go to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll see the links. Okay, now what were we talking about? Relationships. Okay, so now do you understand why things are the way they are? You've got to get my book. I can't give it all to you in 10 minutes on the radio. You're just going to have to get the book. Now, there are some good sites. I like Family Life Today. It's a nice Christian program that talks about marriage and so on. It's very good. They have good stuff there. There's a lot of good stuff around. Focus on the Family. They've got some good stuff. But I supply the missing ingredient. See, I supply the background, the understanding that you need. You need to know the why of it. See, the why of it. And then I supply another missing ingredient, another key, another clue that's of immense value. It could literally save your relationship. It could even save your life. Because I see the harm of resentment. And I see how so many relationships could be okay if the parties involved could let go of resentment. Likewise, relationship between parents and kids, and kids and parents, and between neighbor and co-workers. See, the whole world is coming over in resentment and judgment of each other. And the more wrong we become as individuals and as society, the more we tempt other people to judge us, to look down upon us, to have contempt for us, to not respect us. You see how that works? So you don't want to be a temptation source to other people. You don't want to be a temptation source, see, by being degraded, by being, just not coming from the right place. So first of all, you can give up resenting other people. Give up your resentment of other people and give up your judgment too. See, a lot of ladies have a problem with judgment. A lot of ladies will say, I don't resent anybody. Ah, but you judge them. You judge them. And men, oh, you cannot help but judge men and your husband. Every little thing that he does, you disapprove of it. See, you disapprove of his work, what he does, what he reads, what he eats, how he eats, how he spends his time. You disapprove of it all. See? Well, that's not... You can imagine what it must be like living with somebody that secretly judges every move they make and disapproves. See? You've got to learn to let go of judgment. It's very important. I'll be right back. Stay tuned for more. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. This is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Welcome all of you in the San Francisco Bay Area, San Francisco, San Mateo, Vallejo, Richmond, Oakland, El Sobrante, El Cerrito, San Jose, Milpitas, Hayward, Castro Valley, Berkeley, and all the other points around the San Francisco Bay Area, and welcome all of you also down in Southern California around San Bernardino, Riverside, Colton, places like that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, the commercial is about Mike's story. It's a beautiful, inspirational, true story of a man who conquered depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, and a whole bunch of other issues. He conquered them, and he's now living a happy and productive life. It's a beautiful success story. So if you have any of these issues or know someone who has, you really owe it to yourself or to them to get a copy of Mike's Story. You can preview it, actually preview quite a bit of it for free at Amazon. Just go to talktoapastor.org, www.talktoapastor.org. Look for the link to Mike's Story. Well, I hope you're enjoying this program. As you can see, I've got a lot of resources. I've written a lot of books. Not only that, but I make myself available. I make myself available. You can talk to me by phone, or you can live chat with me. In fact, the live chat is free. 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 If you have a question you'd like to ask, I will talk to you for free when I'm around, and I'm around quite a bit. Just go to talktoapastor.org. You can also email me a question, or you can send me a letter. I'll be giving the address very shortly, so if you'd like to send me a letter, then have your pen and pencil handy so you can write the address down. My name is Roland. I've been around for 23 years. Some of you may remember I used to be on KEST Radio in San Francisco, and I've been on stations around the country. And a few years ago, I was also on, KDIA a few years ago, and now I'm back. You're very fortunate. Oh, incidentally, those of you who live in the San Francisco Bay Area, if you like this program, then keep listening in, keep in touch, get one of my books or preview them for free. You can literally read hundreds of pages of my articles and my books for free online. And keep in touch, because I'd like to have a seminar. I'd like to get together and have a little seminar somewhere, maybe rent a little room at, like the Unitarian churches around. They rent, they're nice setting, very nice setting, have nice buildings, and have rent rooms. We could have a nice little seminar, just you and me, and I could, talk about some of these things, and we could discuss them. It'd be a ball. We'd have a good time, so let's keep that in mind. Now, my name is Roland, so please remember, I'm Pastor Roland. And listen in every week at this time. Those of you in the San Francisco Bay Area, at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. That's easy to remember. That's a real easy time to remember. And those of you down in Southern California, well, Sunday morning, 7:30. So now let's see, what have we talked about today? Have we talked about the ball game or the weather or the fiscal cliff, or have we talked about the end of the world or politics or anything? No. We've gotten right down to the nitty-gritty. We've talked about husbands and wives and kids and marriage and people resenting each other and why we need to give up resentment, learn to be patient with each other, why men need to be men and women can appreciate the good in the man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to help take advantage of the resources that I have. My name is Pastor Roland. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I did. Yes, visit my website, www.talktoapastor.org. That's Talk to a Pastor with an O-R-G. Or, of course, you can visit our 24/7 self-help resource center at www.commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. Either way, you'll be able to find me, no problem. Please listen in again next week to this program, which offers you some really, 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 really good help. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.